The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Song, song, blue. Everybody knows one. Song, song, blue, every garden grows one. Me and you are subject to the blues now and then. But when you take the blues and make a song, you sing them out again. Song, song, blue, weeping like a willow. Song, song, blue, sleeping on my pillow. Funny thing, but you can sing it with a cry in your voice. And before you know it starts to feeling good, you simply got no choice.
I'm trying to think of when we did the Frank Sinatra character on Saturday Night Live. I must have heard this. Because I always thought it was so interesting when the old man sang, you know, these standards, these pop standards. But as I get older, I love the way he just owned it. Neil Diamond. Sinatra sings Neil Diamond. And loving it. I hope you love it, too. Because sometimes the aficionados I will hear from, Joe, no, you can't play Frank Sinatra singing Neil Diamond or Stevie Wonder. But you got to love it. Hey, for me, anything Sinatra is always good. Good morning. Good morning. Joe on the radio. 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. Great to have you with us. It is June 20th already. First day of summer, technically tomorrow. But it's been beautiful. It's been great. It's been warm. We hope you've been enjoying the weather. You think like you get into the summer, everything's going to slow down. And politically, it's going to be quiet. It's just heating up. It just, there's never a down day. And the president was speaking in Washington to yesterday to the National Federation of Independent Businesses. And that was the best audience. You know, first, let me do the caveat. I have to do a disclaimer because God forbid I say anything positive about the president or about the country or about the office of the presidency of the United States of America. I have to do a caveat. Yeah, this is. I'm an observer, and I was a listener when I heard President Trump speaking yesterday, and on and off as I listened to everything else and did my phone calls and everything coming driving home yesterday. It was like this was the best audience I ever heard that the president had. There were laughs. He's like doing stand up, and he was getting laughs, and it was nice to see. Then he came up with this alternative health care plan for small businesses that they can afford. Which was so smart and so, and I just love that he has the grasp of that, of reaching out to small businesses. That was very interesting. We'll follow that today. You'll hear about that today. But actually, you won't hear about that today. You'll hear about how mean the president is about this immigration situation. And I'm, frankly, you know, I think, and help me out here, and I put this out to you just objectively, and then you let me know, 877-970-2999, because as you're thinking about this immigration policy with the children, laws are laws, they have to obey the laws, it's the parents' fault, you're right. But and are these kids all their kids? Because I think they're just bringing in strange people into the country. And we have laws, and if you come in, you don't want to end up like Europe. You don't want to end up certainly like Germany. And look at Angela Merkel in a couple of weeks. Is she going to get reelected or not because of the her horrible immigration policy? So the thing is, when you go in and you bring the kids, it does, and I thought this, and then you got to help me out if I'm being too objective here or too understanding. And I know Mitch McConnell touched on it. I heard Mitch McConnell said, I can't understand a word Mitch McConnell says. Sorry. I'm trying to listen. I really have a good intention to listen to Mitch McConnell. I have no idea what it's like marbles in the mouth. Don't understand it. But maybe the president says, and again, objectively, I put this out. Maybe the president says, all right, look, we're not going to separate families. Boom. That's just it. We're not going to separate families. Then what would they'll find something else. They'll find something else to go after the president for. But maybe you got to, again, cut the socialist at the knees, you know? Because, I mean, he's heckled. The president's trying to go. Goes over. He talks with the GOP, the Capitol, yesterday. They're heckling him. They're heckling the president because of that cancerous narrative that really has not much truth, credence, or credibility, certainly. And they start heckling. It just becomes the narrative. And you and I know the difference. So how do you stop them? I'm being kind in my vernacular. How do you stop them? You know, maybe the president goes, all right, no fit. We won't separate the families. Gone. What would they say? You know, you almost have to like treat them like either deranged individuals, you know, or very, very small children. Okay. I got this. Am I right? It was so funny. Kirsten went to a Mexican restaurant yesterday. Did you see that? The Department of Homeland Security chief, the head of home. I'm reading here. The Homeland Security chief is heckled about her immigration policy while eating at a Mexican restaurant. My question is this: If you're the DHS chief, do you go to a Mexican restaurant like now? maybe Chinese food, Mexican now. With the immigration situation, let's go eat Mexican. I want a guacamole. I want some guacamole. I could go for a good burrito. And you know what? You know what, Madam Secretary? Maybe not today in a Mexican restaurant because, you know, maybe some workers there that would identify with what's going on. I just thought only in Washington, you know, because they could tell this poor girl. They go, Madam Secretary, let's say Indian food would be better tonight. Trust me, Indian food would be better. Oh, gosh, you're going to go to a Mexican restaurant. Although, you never know with the Trump administration, the president may have said, hey, listen, Kristen, I got a great idea. Go to a Mexican restaurant. It'll be hysterical. You go to a Mexican restaurant. I don't know. You never know nowadays. You got to laugh a little bit, right? So the big story, too, anti-Trump agent Peter Strzok was escorted from the FBI building. His attorney told Fox News, as some critics wonder why he has not been fired over politically biased text. And this is what Frankie Five Barrels has been talking about. He said that from day one. Why does this guy still have a job? When you look at those emails, and I'm still going to, speak on behalf of the FBI and law enforcement. There's like a few bad actors, Strzok and James Comey, do not vilify the entire organization of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And this guy should not have a job. He was escorted from the FBI building. That is huge. And so we'll see what happens with that. But I'm reading here, Peter Strzok, the FBI agent under fire over a series of anti-Trump text messages, was escorted from the FBI building. His lawyer confirmed to Fox News. Strzok's lawyer argued that even though his client is played by the rules, he has been targeted by unfounded personal attacks, political games, seriously inappropriate information leaks. Did you see this guy's emails? All of this seriously calls into question the impartiality of the disciplinary process. Oh, give me a break. See, what goes around comes around. What goes around comes around. Am I right or wrong? This guy was wrong, and I think it was illegal, really, that he was even saying what he said while he worked for the FBI. In another story, the Democrats, as I said, heckled President Trump on Capitol Hill as the debate over Trump's immigration policies reaches a boiling point. My advice would be, love to hear what you got to say, especially if you're new to this country. We have so many people that come into this country that learn the laws, that learn the language. Like we talked to a gentleman yesterday, he said, you got to learn the language. We have one language, you should learn the language. But does the president just, to cut the Democrats at the knees, go, all right, we're not going to separate the families? I mean, is that a bad thing? That helps everybody. You know, now they're thinking about DNA tests. I don't know how you possibly run that down by the border, you know. And please help me here. Where are the 1 million plus homeless children in the United States of America, the greatest country on planet Earth? Where are the, who's reaching out to those people? Who's going to, at 2 o'clock in the morning in the city of Chicago on the South Side, where there's multiple deaths every single night? Who's watching those children? Who's watching? You walk, you drive around the stressed areas of the cities, as I do in Jersey, you do it around the rest of the country. Who's watching those children? Who's helping out the veterans, the homeless veterans, when you walk down the street and you see the veterans? Who's helping those people? I'm telling you, the narrative gets shifted. They get on one thing, and then it's all President Trump's fault. And I'm just saying, you know, we got to just be a little more objective, I think. But again, you sometimes got to treat the other side. You got to treat somebody who's being really negative and not making a good argument. You got to treat them like a child. Okay, fine. Families stay together. Where will they go from there? Here's another story. After more than a century, General Electric will leave the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the result of a long stock decline for the one-time industry giant. And Elvis Presley's $100 million fortune is gone due to poor investments. They claim that in a lawsuit. That Lisa Marie claims, I have $100 million. Are you kidding me? We'll get into all that as we go in the morning. It's a beautiful day. We are probably, am I going to do the shore this weekend? You going down the shore this weekend? I may go down the shore this weekend. My buddy, can I say this politically incorrectly? My friend I talk about from Philly is like 6'4". He's maybe 300 pounds. So his nickname is the Fat Man. Can I say that now in public? Am I allowed to say that? The Fat Man. I said the Fat Man. Then if I'm in public, I call him the Big Man. You know, like Bruce always called Clarence the Big Man. And oh yeah, that's another thing too. Al said this. I got to tell the guys. You know, I'm the quote unquote celebrity spokesperson for the Boys and Girls Club. I always speak in glowing terms of Bruce Springsteen. And so he performs down in Asbury Park. For what? The Boys and Girls Club. Frankie Fibrosa, good morning to you.
Hello,
good morning.
Hello.
How
was that? How was Bruce?
I seem to have lost my invitation as quote-unquote celebrity spokesperson to go see Bruce at Asbury Park. Maybe because I support President Trump. When I talk how great Bruce Springsteen is, I never talk politically. Or Bobby De Niro, I never talk politically. You know how much we're diametrically opposed politically, but I don't say it. I don't attack it. But apparently, when they need me to raise money, who do they call? Mm. Who do they call? They call old Joey. Come on. Right? Right?
That is the worst. You know what? I mean, I don't think it's unique to Bruce Springsteen. People in general, when they need something, somehow, you know, you're the first person that they think of. And not just you, but I think it's human nature in general. I can imagine it happens 10,000 times more to you than it does to me on a regular basis. But heaven forbid there's something that you might like to go to or that that's a real, you know, treat. Then all of a sudden, it's oh yeah, why isn't Joe here? Nobody thought to invite him.
They said, could you show up? It's the youth of the year, and I was proud to go there. And the Secretary of State was there, and great gal, everything was great. And then they said, oh, you got to meet the Monmouth County Boys and Girls Club. So I went to the table and said, great, hey, great tie. We joked around, hey, they have Bruce going down there. And then I said, that's so great. I heard about Bruce performing at the Asbury Park, the Lanes, because Bruce has been so instrumental in bringing Asbury Park back. I mean, you really got to give, he stays in the state. Can't even imagine the taxes Bruce Springsteen and John Bon Jovi pay, you know, in the state of New Jersey. I meet the Monmouth County folks. Oh, that's great. That's great. Not one person said, Joe, come down. Come on down.
Come down? No?
And chances are I couldn't have made it, clearly, because I'm always running around like a madman. But it would have been fun to go see. But no, not one. It's my life story. But you don't get mad. You just kind of go, I got it. Ed, trust me. You know, we got, I got Durasan helping out now. You know, we got everybody else helping out. But, Nate, when it comes to an invitation, you better, because Governor Murphy was there, and Joe really doesn't support, that party anymore. So do you think it was political? Can it be possibly a bit?
No, I think it was just, I think it was an oversight. I don't think it was intentionally a snub. I don't think they would do that to you.
Yeah. Well, when they introduced me, they did say Joe Who, so maybe that had something, had something to do with it. Five Boroughs is in the house, Piscopo in the house, and Albert's here. Al, all good by you, my friend?
Yeah, I'm currently on pharmaceuticals, steroids. So if I'm angry at all, I'm blaming it on the roids. So
Roid Rage,
Roid Rage
by Al Gattulo.
Yeah.
Hey, Al, you have prednisone. You have that little pack of... Yeah, you can't get Roid Rage from that.
You sure about that?
No.
Why don't you test me?
I'm not sure.
Come on.
Frank, how can we tell the difference if it's roid rage or not?
Exactly.
every day you're angry.
What am I going to do? Angry.
At least now I'll have an excuse.
When I'm angry. That's right.
Excuse.
Well, I got to get rid of this poison oak, so it's not going away.
It's not going away.
No, not going away quick enough. So they prescribed me prednisone for the next 9 days. So.
Yeah. We come back. I just always get a kick out of it when I was working out. They always said, Joe, you're doing steroids. Piscopo's doing steroids. That was everything. Piscopo's doing steroids, which I took. I said, ooh, I look that big? Do I look that big? Never touched it. Never would go near it. Ever. It's very dangerous. That kind of drug for bodybuilding is dangerous. That'll stop your heart in a second. But Al, what you have, I think you're okay. I don't think it affects you one way or the other.
Thank you, doctor.
Yes, and let me know anything you need to know. 20 minutes after 6 mm-hmm. o'clock. Debbie,
hi.
Good morning. How are you? How's Channel 7 doing?
Oh, good. Everybody is very nice. Yes, yeah. By the way, how did Al get poison oak? Was he, like, outside working? Like, how did you get poison oak, Al?
Mowing the lawn.
Yeah,
well, I have a vine that's, like, overgrown one of my trees, and I was back there trying to trim back there, and there must be poison oak in there somewhere, and it rubbed up against my arm.
Ouch.
And then I spread it, you know, all over my arm. And
that's itchy.
Put my other arm. Yeah, it's bad.
Oh,
see, wow. I didn't know Al does, like, housework and
he does it
work.
All. He does the housework. He does the outside lawn.
I don't do flowers. I don't do flowers. I just mow the lawn. But, you know, mowing the lawn got me the poison.
That's okay, honey. I'll do the flowers.
You know what my wife said? Well, you can't mow the lawn for a week or so. It doesn't matter. I said, I don't want us to look like we're a homeless house.
All right,
we're squatting.
Right.
It's got to be mowed. So hopefully tomorrow I can mow.
By the way, with a push mower, Debbie. With a push mower.
That's great. Good exercise, anyway.
No, it's got a gasoline engine. It's just, it's not one of those, you know, those self-glide, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You got to push it.
Yeah, but it's good exercise anyway, you know.
Right.
It's good workout.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. 20 after 6. Deb, how you doing? Everything good by you, girl?
Yeah, everything's great. Yeah, can't complain.
Traffic-wise, what are you looking at this morning? Debbie's on the roads for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning to you, Joe, Frank, Allen, everybody. Looks like traffic is moving slowly on the Bronx River Parkway southbound right at the Cross County. It's an unauthorized truck into the overpass. A debris spill is being cleaned up right now here on the Bronx River Parkway getting down through Yonkers because of that problem. Inbound GWB 20, Lincoln 25, Holland 15. Broadway is closed over in Bayonne out by 36th Street. That's all due to some ongoing fire department activity, and do watch out for some slowdowns as you head to the Cross Bronx East out by Rosedale Avenue with a disabled truck. Brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org. Partly cloudy today. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970. The Answer.
If you're tired of struggling with stubborn belly fat and unwanted weight, dieting and starving yourself, and if you're still unhappy when you look in the mirror, then Dr. Melinda Keller can help you. You can lose 20 to 40 pounds in just 40 days, guaranteed. I know from personal experience, it worked for me. I know it sounds too good to be true. It's not. It's time to look and feel your best. Call Dr. Keller at the Brooklyn Wellness Center today. 718-234-6212. That's 718-234-6212. Or visit them at weightlossbrooklyn.net.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah. They're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah. We still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Want more of AM 970 The Answer and our hosts? Then interact with us. Follow us on Twitter for breaking news, what's coming up on the radio, thoughts from our hosts, deals from our advertisers, and more. Our handle is at AM 970 The Answer. Come on, tweet with us.
Hey, Joe Piscopo. Thank you, Albert. It is 6:23 on AM 970. The Answer. Great to have you with us. Have you gone to Barry and Sons yet? I went right up there. After a show, I said, let me go say hi. Let me go say thanks to Glenn Parian. I went over there, bought all my watches. You know the story. We invite you to do the same. They are real jewelers at Parian and Sons. Real jewelers where they restore your old jewelry. So if you got stuff laying around that you don't like, please take it out to Glenn Parian, will you? He will restore it. He will make it look brand spanking new. And he could, like he did with my watches. This is actually something that is, you don't see the jewelers do anymore, right? Right? And then the stones are great. And then the diamonds, they have that famous diamond buyback guarantee, which I love. The diamond buyback guarantee, which you go in. So, I don't know. Anyone ask Glenn, say, if I buy a diamond and then I break up, is that the diamond buyback guarantee? If you go to ParryandDiamonds.com, ParryandDiamonds.com, you'll be able to ask and see what's going on. But in the meantime, they will walk you through the four C's like everybody else. Like when you go over to a jeweler, you want them to know exactly what's happening. So you go into Glenn and Debbie and Katie, and they're there, and they'll walk you through the four C's like nobody else, rather. Like, they'll go in, you go in, you say, hey, what is this, the four C's, the character, the clarity, and the cut of the diamonds. They could do that better than anybody else. It's Parry and Sons, right there in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Parry and Sons at Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. And you got to drop by. It's right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes. Or go to ParryandDiamonds.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us on AM 970. The Answer at 6:25 on AM 970theanswer.com. Great to have you. Ed Henry's on the show. I had such a great time with Ed the other day at the Siller Foundation. You don't want to miss that. He was very funny as the MC. And between you and I, I'm so asked to do so many things. So many things. Joe, will you do this? Joe, can you do that? Joey Benefit, do this, do that. And you want to help out, you know? And you go, how could I? You want to do everything, and you just can't. You just can't do everything. So when Frank Siller said to me, you know, Ed Henry's going to MC this. He's going to be, I said, that there was such a sense of relief. And we had to get, if you look on at Jersey Joe Piscopo on my social media, it's me and Ed Henry and Frank Siller. We're sitting down and we're navigating what we're going to do as we go in front of the audience, the crowd, the very elite crowd, to raise money for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. And we had a little sit down and go back and forth. And it was great. And Ed did a great job. And then I did the auction and we raised some good money. We were Rudolph Giuliani. And just had a great time. And so Ed is coming on, and we're going to have some laughs, because I'll tell you what, we had a great time for a great cause the other day. Nicole Malley attacked us. I saw Nicole. She was over there for the Dan Donovan fundraiser. She was nice. She was in street clothes. You know, Frankie, I never saw Nicole in, like, street clothes before. She looked great, actually. But she ran right over to support Dan Donovan. I thought that was very, very nice the other day.
Absolutely. She's a hard worker, very popular on both sides of the bridge. So it was very funny when she turned to Rudy Giuliani and she said that, Rudy, I need you to give me some tips on winning the boroughs outside of Staten Island.
Yeah, that was great. That was great. Hey, now Curtis Ellis is with us. Now, Curtis is a senior policy advisor with America First Policies. He had dinner with the president last night, and this is a very, very smart man. I want to talk to Curtis about the tariffs and exactly what went on with this dinner with the president last night. Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. Oh, and Dino Costa. Dino's on at 12 to 3 in the morning. He has a sports show, and he's our sports guy at the station, so he's going to join us momentarily. And he actually sang happy birthday to me, which I appreciated, you know, on his show. Hey, so tell me, you see, you called this Peter Strzok thing, Frankie Fiveboroughs. You called it. You said that why does this guy still have a job? Who escorted Peter Strzok out? Other FBI agents? Do we know?
Well, no, we don't know that he was escorted out. And again, this is the latest in a long line of people that I've been saying in the current FBI and current Justice Department, why do they still have a job? Remember, between January and February of 2017, I said repeatedly, almost at least once a week, why does James Comey still have a job? From January of 2017 until a month ago, I said repeatedly, why does Andrew McCabe still have a job? I've still, for the last year and a half, been saying, why does Rod Rosenstein still have a job? And now, the more damaging information that has come to light over Peter Strzok, who, again, sometimes it's difficult to follow all these players here, but this is the counterintelligence FBI agent that we now know was sending text messages during the presidential election while he was investigating Hillary Clinton's email server to his girlfriend, who was panic-stricken that Donald Trump might become president, when she asked him, Trump's not ever going to become president, right? His response, no, 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 he won't. We'll stop it, while he's investigating Hillary Clinton. Then, of course, he goes on to participate in two separate Donald Trump-related investigations. So you talk about bias here. You talk about somebody that should have absolutely recused himself. This is the person who said to his paramour, he said essentially, I was at a Walmart in Virginia, I could smell the Trump supporters. You talk about someone that had no business covering three politically sensitive investigations and has no business continuing to work for the FBI. So again, his lawyer, Strzok's lawyer, has confirmed that that although he's maintaining his client's innocence, that he has been escorted from the FBI building. He didn't say exactly when Strzok was escorted out or by whom, but certainly this seems like a positive development.
So was this an extramarital affair? Not that it matters. With this Lisa Page gal, with Strzok, was Strzok married when he had this thing?
I don't know. I believe Ms. Page was, but I don't know.
I don't understand how this guy, why he wasn't fired earlier, indeed, and how he went on. And then was that all those emails that he had, anti-Trump emails, they were on was it an FBI server? I should know this, Frank. Were they on an FBI server? Well, or was that a private email from Strzok?
The text messages between he and Lisa Page, that was on FBI-issued phones, as I understand it.
Holy moly, man. That's this. Why is this guy still around? Absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't understand. Remember, I one of my criticisms of Trump early on was that James Comey should have been fired on January 21st. That should have been the first thing that Donald Trump did. He shouldn't have kept him around to foster discontent until April, to lie to the public, to leak to the public, to lie to Congress.
Yeah.
You know, that is, to me, a big strike against the Trump administration. I still can't understand for the life of me how Rod Rosenstein is still the second most important person at the Justice Department. And I think the FBI really needed a house cleaning, which it still has yet to get. And I think the Justice Department does too.
So they went after, for this hearing yesterday, they went after Inspector General Michael Horowitz. They went after Horowitz. You hear Trey Gowdy? You see Trey Gowdy's tirade yesterday? It was, and you know what? Can we talk about Trey Gowdy? What an interesting character. Does he put a toupee on now? Is that a toupee?
I hope so, because if that's his natural hair, then God did not do him any favors.
Now, listen. By the way, this guy is, like, brilliant. It's a little too grandstanding for me, but thank God he went after, I think it was Horowitz. But, see, Horowitz, at least, he's the inspector general. Shouldn't they go after, like, I don't know, Rosenstein or somebody like that. I mean, they went after Horowitz. At least Horowitz, I think, was the inspector general, and they're, like, blaming him, I guess, because it should have been stronger. The recommendation should have been stronger. Is that why they were going after him, Frankie?
Well, these are politicians, right? Keep that in mind. These are politicians playing to their base. So,
Go ahead.
That means in the case of the Republicans is looking as pro-Trump as possible. That's the problem with politicians holding these hearings, right? But, you know, it's very interesting. So I think the issue that Trey Gowdy and others took issue with Horowitz about is his report said that they found no bias among FBI officials in this 500-page report.
Fair enough.
But in his testimony over the last 2 days, Horowitz did seem to back away from that. At one point saying, quote, we were not saying that for every single decision. There are hundreds of decisions being made. A little later, we did not find no bias with regard to the October events. Okay. A little later, what we say here is not that there was no bias. Okay. So he did back off of that a lot. Again, when he was talking about Strzok, and you know, focusing more attention and energy on the Trump-Russia collusion and away from the Hillary Clinton email probe, this is Horowitz speaking. He said, quote, we were not convinced that that was not a biased decision. So even though in the report he says there's no bias, there's at least 5, 6, 7 instances in his testimony yesterday where he's saying that bias is a possibility.
Yeah. We'll go to local news, though. But I have to tell you, Trey Gowdy was brilliant in his time. He's such a brilliant orator. He really is. But stay with me on this. And I say this just because I'm me, and I'm sorry. But his hair, Trey Gowdy's hair, it was like so... it was just thrown up in the air, like someone just took some mousse and just stuck it up in the air. Then all of a sudden he starts growing a beard, and it's like it's kind of a partial beard. Did you see this, Frank? And then now he's got hair in front of his head that he didn't have before. So I want to know. This kills me, and I'm so curious on this. And I don't know. Who is the plastic surgeon for all of, because there's Botox down there. Who's the plastic surgeon for the Senate and for Congress? Who is, and you know there's a person. These are the facts I want to know in Washington. Because they're all, you're right, they're grandstanding, and it's all, that's exactly what it is. And by the way, it was great what Trey Gowdy did yesterday. It was great. He was great yesterday. So I don't mean to take away that, but just to be silly in the morning. So, and then the Botox, and then the hair thing, who, you know they have stylists down there. I'm telling you, listen to where we are in Washington. There is a stylist that says, Mr. Gowdy, just grow the beard a little bit and just here, let me put this thing on your head. He looked kind of cool, actually. But I mean, who's the stylist down there? Frankie, we got to find out. There's a plastic surgeon. I'm sure that there's a go-to plastic surgeon. I'm telling you, down there in the Senate and Congress. I'm just saying. And why do I say that? Because I'm right behind them and I want to go myself.
Oh, please, Joe. You look great.
I want whoever the plastic surgeon is. You got to go to Dr. Vinny Bumbats. He's over in an island somewhere. They take off and then no one knows about them. But it's like, it's show business, man. It's show business. And you're absolutely right. It's grandstanding. But in this case, not to take anything away from Trey Gowdy. He was brilliant yesterday, and I think it was good, great that. And you know, now, because I'm watching this Horowitz guy, seems like a decent guy. They're going after him. But the fact that they should call me, and will Comey have to, will there be any legal action against James Comey? Will there be any legal, and should there be against a legal action against James Comey? There's so much to get into. Mamma mia, we're just trying to make sense of it all and have some fun along the way. 6:35 with Piscopo in the morning and Frankie Five Burrows. Hey, Big Al is standing by. He's on. What's that commercial? No, he's on big. What's the insurance commercial? No, big. Oh gosh, now he was a sponsor.
Big Pharma.
No. Huh. He's like Sid, Big Sid. He's on meds too. You know that commercial?
Big Lou.
Thank you. Al Gattulo. Now on some steroids this morning, so he's going to be angry. We'll see. Do you itch though? Does the prednisone stop?
Oh, believe out? There's still an itching factor, but I have been good with my willpower to prevent myself from itching.
All right. Well, let's see if Al can make it through the news right here. 6:36, Piscopo in the morning.
I'm kidding.
I keep fishing, I'm really like poking the bear. Yeah, that's it. Big Al got the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
69 degrees at 6:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Hundreds of people in New York City are speaking out against the Trump administration's immigration policy. A protest held in Manhattan last night with people calling for an end to the practice of separating parents from children when they attempt to illegally cross the border. Protesters say the policy is immoral and are demanding it end immediately. According to reports, President Trump would consider a one-off bill to stop the practice, but prefers wide-scale immigration reform. Governor Phil Murphy holding a budget press conference today in Trenton. Murphy has expressed he feels good that a deal to keep the state from going into a shutdown by June 30th will be achieved. He's been critical of the legislature's budget in regards to the funding of New Jersey Transit, saying their plan is a stopgap measure, while his would expand services and invest in systematic maintenance and growth. Murphy says that years of budget cuts have hurt the lives and livelihoods of those who rely on New Jersey Transit. In sports, Miguel Andujar's two-run homer snapped a one-all tie in the fifth inning. Yankees went on to beat the Mariners 7-2 in the Bronx, and the Mets fell behind 9-2 in the fourth inning. They lost 10-8 to the Rockies in Colorado. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning to you, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's take a ride to the Cross Bronx eastbound. All lanes just reopened, getting out toward Rosedale Avenue. A disabled truck is out of the way, but traffic is still moving pretty slowly. Now, if you're heading to the inbound GWB, at least 30 minutes in, Lincoln, that's 25, Holland, 25 minutes, Broadway closed at 36th Street in Bayonne, fire department activity, Garden State Parkway northbound slowing down, getting up toward the Union tolls, getting reports of a problem there. Also, the Harlem River Drive southbound into the 130s, it's an accident. Cross Island southbound at Bell Boulevard, an unauthorized authorized truck. The right lane remains blocked over there as well. Over on Montauk Highway, getting out toward Patchogue and East Patchogue, a closure because of an overnight accident. And traffic slowing down over on the southbound thruway, 14A, getting down toward 11 and in toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Checking in on the forecast, mostly cloudy today, high of 82. Tomorrow morning clouds, then sunshine tomorrow, high of 86 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Boost Mobile. Switch to Boost and get three lines, each with unlimited gigs for $100 a month, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line and up to three free phones, all on a super reliable and super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Song, song, boo, everybody knows what. We're trying to get Al really irritated. Me and Frank, we're like little children. We really are in the show. We're like teasing Al during the commercial break, so he gets really angry because Al's angry anyway, but on steroids, oh, forget about it. Forget about it. Like, so Al will keep, but it's just all in good fun, Al, so if we poke you a little bit, it's okay.
Keep it up. Wash your mouth out with Duracin.
We love Duracin. We were at a meeting yesterday for a great sponsor, and we'll tell you about when they come up. We had with my buddy Frank. So I take out my Duracin hand sanitizer. He goes, "Well, where do I see that online?" This particular sponsor, this guy, great guy, Paul. He goes, "Hey man, I saw you take something out of your pocket." And I went, "Of course, there it was in my pocket, my wonderful personalized AM 970 The Answer Piscopo in the Morning with my picture on it, Duracin hand sanitizer." He goes, "Oh, what is this, man? Look at this! It's so great." And this is invented by Joe Giovanello over at Duracin. So I took it. I said, "Yeah, I said spray that on your hands. I said spray this hand sanitizer." He goes, "Oh, really? Can I have this?" I said, "Yeah, take it, really, please, please." So he takes it. And he sprays on his hand. He goes, "My gosh, it's like you don't even feel it." I said, "And it's got the antibacterial properties of Neosporin in there. This is the new cutting edge of hand sanitization, and it's Duracin." He was so impressed by this whole thing, and you will too. You got to check it out. That's why I want you to go to Duracin.com if you can. Duracin.com. Because now Duracin is sold commercially to hospitals, schools, casinos, stadiums, houses of worship. They're working with airlines now. This is a great company, what they're doing. When you spray Duracin and you hand sanitize yourself, and forgive me if I'm a germaphobe, but I really find this very, very interesting. You spray Duracin on, good for 24 hours. Excuse me. When you use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer, the effectiveness is gone in 10 seconds. With Duracin, it reduces the growth of major pathogens like MRSA, E. coli, Salmonella, and so many others. It has been approved by the FDA and safe for the environment. And you know what I love about it most of all? It's made in Passaic, New Jersey. Come on, man. It's made right there in New Jersey. We love that. Now, available to you listening to Piscopo in the Morning, listeners get 20% off with free shipping when you mention the Joe Piscopo Show. Perfect for your home, your business. The hand sanitizer comes in bottles, in wipes, in pocket sprays. There's even antimicrobial soap, flea and tick spray, which is great. I use that for my kids because it's safe for the kids, which I love. Flea and tick spray from Duracin. Mosquito spray, all guaranteed to work better than the products you're using now. To learn more about Duracin products, please go to Duracin.com, Duracin.com. 1-844-DURACIN. That's 844-387-4726. And Joe Giovanello and all the great team over there in Passaic at Duracin are donating 5% of sales to the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey. Duracin.com.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
I have the president of New York State AFL-CIO, Mario Cilento. Let's start off with comments about the Janus case.
The Janus versus AFSCME case is really an attack not only on public sector unions and the organized labor movement in this country. This is an attack on all working men and women and the middle class in this country as well, because the right-wing conservative ideologues who are really footing the bill for this, the legal fight here, want to do one simple thing. They want to hold down the wages, benefits, and conditions of employment of working men and women. They understand very clearly that when the labor movement is strong, we not only help to improve the lives of our members, but we raise the standard of living and quality of life for all working men and women.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
What was that?
Mike.
I'm smart. What is it, Frankie? Not like everybody else, huh?
No, no, no. Not like everybody. Not dumb like everybody says.
That's what he does. I don't want to see you. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to know you. Right, Mikey?
I'm smart and I want respect.
Hey, speaking of great performances, Michael O'Keefe is just crushing it in First Love at the Cherry Lane Theater on Broadway. Cherry Lane Theater proudly presents First Love, starring Academy Award nominee Michael O'Keefe, Angelina Fiordalisi, and Taylor Harvey in the play as well. Through the eyes of the celebrated playwright Charles Mee, First Love follows a couple in the 60s as they meet and they fall in love for the first time in their lives. They yearn to grow closer, but will they sabotage their last chance for love? Under the direction of Kim Wield, First Love is playing a very limited engagement through July 8th at the historic Cherry Lane Theater in New York City. It'll only be around till July 8th, So sometimes in life you get one chance. Don't miss yours. First Love at Cherry Lane Theater. It'll be around only for a short while, so get your First Love tickets today. CherryLaneTheater.org. That's CherryLaneTheater.org.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Just to irritate me now, is that what you're doing?
Oh, you're not invited?
I'm not going to invite Joe down to the Asbury Park bowling lanes. Piscopo likes Trump, please keep him away from me. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I should have got some Bruce Springsteen in Asbury Park with a Make America Great Again hat.
That would have been funny.
Hey, Bruce, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, and a guitar
man,
around.
I don't know about that hat, man. Yeah. You know, I don't think I would have let it go. He had Governor Murphy there. And you know what, though? It's for the kids. Hey, let's invite Joe down. Nah, I got nothing. But it's okay. And that won't stop me from helping out the children. I don't put politics in the middle at all. Oh, Joe, did you want to go? That's what they're going to say. Oh, did you want to go? Nah. Bruce, it has
you a Springsteen fan?
Yeah.
You only play Sinatra. We didn't know you like modern music.
Oh, my Lord. That's Jesus. And then this. We always do the Godfather references because, you know, in Mario. That's great. That's actually pretty good, Al.
That's really good.
I'm smart, not like everybody else. Dumb, like everybody says. So the great, late, great John Cassavetes. Oh, how great was he? How great was that? What an actor. My goodness. And who was going out with Meryl Streep at the time?
Oh,
right?
Really? I didn't know that.
Yes. Correct me if I'm wrong. You'll know better if you're listening. During that whole era of the 70s films with Al Pacino and Jimmy Kahn. Oh, man, that was just so awesome.
Yeah, but Jimmy Kahn had to do a lot of films because he lost a lot of money. He got bilked out of a lot of money. Is that right?
Back then?
Yeah, back then. And then
he had a few bad divorces.
Yeah, and had a lot of payouts. And so he did string of, like, I don't know, 10 or 15 films that not a lot of people know about because he did it for the money.
Well, great guy, by the way. He was so perfect as Sonny. And what is it? He was a Jewish fellow from Brooklyn, really.
Right.
He was not Italian, which I loved. He was just perfect in that. So here, see what we're saying? You hear us talking? You hear us on the radio right now? We're talking about The Godfather. And my theory is this. Mario Puzo, Italian-American, wrote a brilliant script. And, of course, Coppola, one of the great all-time directors in Francis Ford Coppola. And they collaborated on the script. When you look at The Godfather quotes, there's a quote for every walk of life in The Godfather. Everything. You could think of something, you know, can't do it, Sally, you know. Tessio was always smarter. You just know, just little things, you know, difficult, not impossible. I could go through a litany of Godfather quotes. Now, I got a Facebook post. They give me messages on Facebook, and I apologize because if I have to layer my – I can't get to my texts, and I apologize for that as well. At the end of the day, I go, oh, who called? Oh, who texted me? Oh, I'm sorry. I just – the days are so wild, I can't get to them. So when you go to Facebook, there's like these little message things that you got to go in, and then you got to hit the messages, and then you got to go through them. I don't have time for that. I just don't have – so I apologize. But I did read one the other day, Frankie Fibros, by a guy named Vincent. Very nice. He goes, will you guys stop glamorizing organized crime? This is what he said. That was the criticism. And I went, not guilty. I said, not guilty, because I know, I think he was talking about you referring to the Gotti picture that and the Gotti documentary that Frank was in. But how many times do you hear me say on this radio show, 99.9% of Italian Americans have nothing to do with organized crime? How many times do you hear me on this radio show telling you about my Uncle Ben, who was a chemical engineer who worked with Enrico Fermi to develop the nuclear program for the United States of America during the Second World War? My father, who went to Italy, he went back to the villages where he was brought up to free his family from the Nazis in Italy, from Mussolini in Italy. How many times did I tell you how great? How many times I got to tell you my mother, one of 10, not one marginally associated with the wrong side of the law. So if we have some fun, please just relax, right? We got to joke a little bit, right, Frankie Fiveboroughs?
Again, don't misunderstand me. You know, in terms of the A&E documentary, I think the thing that makes it
you
so
like gangsters, Frank. Come
no,
on.
It's not, that's not true. The thing that makes it so interesting is that what the story's about, and to a lesser extent the Travolta picture, it's about John Gotti Jr.'s decision to leave organized crime. And that, to me, is the admirable characteristic of what John Gotti Jr. did. The fact that he, you know, in spite of death threats, in losing his father's respect, in terms of all sorts of damage to his reputation on the streets in the newspapers, he's chose to withdraw from organized crime. That's the admirable aspect of it. And the other thing, in commenting on all these cases, the Gotti case, the Gioli case, case after case after case, the issue is the obsession and relentless pursuit by people that are supposedly involved in La Cosa Nostra, by the FBI and by the Justice Department. And that pursuit so blinds them that they're willing to put very dangerous killers out on the street. So my issue is not glorifying organized crime. My issue is shaming the Justice Department and the FBI into not letting these murderers out scot-free just because they're willing to say the name Gotti.
You know, right on there, Frankie Fiveboroughs. And Vincent, I hear you, man. I'm looking. I can't find it now. Otherwise, I would read it to you. And it was somewhere. And I apologize. It's the Facebook thing I can't quite get to. But you know what? We're not glorifying anything. And we understand. And the beauty of Rudolph Giuliani, and why I admire Rudolph Giuliani so much, and you hear me talk about it, even though everybody's going to criticize Rudy about this, about that, this is the man that shut down the mob in New York as U.S. attorney. And that's what he, and you know what? When we were, as Italian Americans, we said, go get him, get him out of there, Rudy. And he did. So I understand the criticisms, and we're sorry if we offend you, but it's just fun to joke about. And how do you not quote The Godfather, Debbie Duhaime? I mean, how do you
know? Well, plus guys just quote all movies. I mean, I told you that. Every movie, every time I go, so I always notice
Al quotes the superhero movies that I have no idea what he's talking about.
So many men quote movies. I hear it all the time. I just laugh, you know?
When you're in the midst of a conversation as they're trying to win your love, Debbie Duhaime, they go, oh, they quote some kind of movie.
No, it's just general conversations. Yeah, I just notice it all. Even with my son and his friends, I hear them doing it too. I'm like, it's all generations, you know?
Yeah,
I
it's
laugh.
True. People
it's
come
so
to me
fun.
And quote movies I've been in.
They do that. Yes.
Why is it? The people walk up to me, strangers, and go, thank you, Mr. Agavano.
They love to quote you. I know. I love it.
No, which I so appreciate.
Joe's mother quoted a movie once.
Once. Debbie Duhaime looking out for you on the road, 652 on AM 970, The Answer.
I want to give a shout out to Pat Reese and Kathy from Dulce Salon in Maywood as well. They listen every morning, and they love you, Joe. Just wanted to let you know. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe, as you head over to the inbound GWB. It's 40 minutes getting into town to that upper level, 25 to the lower. Lincoln 20. 25, Holland 35. Traffic is slowing down as you take it out to 78 westbound. 78 westbound heading out toward exit 4. That's an accident getting out toward the Pennsylvania line. Over on the New Jersey Turnpike, a problem right now. Eastern Spur, that ramp at 15X. That's an overturned vehicle right on the ramp. So all lanes closed on that ramp right now. That is causing a delay. Watch for some slowdowns. Garden State Parkway northbound at 124. Looks like a car fire in the local lanes. Then on the Garden State Parkway north at 141, a collision, two lanes blocked out by the Union tolls. Deegan South at the Grand Concourse, that's a stalled car. Harlem River Drive south into the 130s, an accident still being cleared. And watch for some slowdowns on the southbound side of the thruway heading down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
When Donald Trump was in the fight of his life against Hillary Clinton, Michael Grimm stayed silent. He never even voted for him. But just like Hillary, Grimm voted for bad trade deals, funding Planned Parenthood, and against border wall funding. No wonder Michael Grimm was ranked the third most liberal Republican in Congress. Grimm never backed Donald Trump. Don't believe Grimm's lies. They landed him in prison. Why trust him now? Dan Donovan stands with President Trump, and he has the full endorsement of Donald Trump. Together, Donovan and Trump are fighting Obama's bad trade deals, building a wall, and deporting dangerous illegal immigrant gang members. Dan Donovan always puts the people of Staten Island and South Brooklyn first. We can trust Dan Donovan. Dan Donovan, endorsed by Donald Trump.
I'm Dan Donovan, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by Dan Donovan for Congress.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
There are stories in the news that make you scratch your head. How could that person be found not guilty? Why did that judge rule that way? And what was behind the passing of that new law? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews that look behind the headlines and give you the rest of the story. It's always interesting. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Some sun followed by increasing clouds today, high 82. Tonight, periods of rain, low 66. Clouds giving way to increasing sunshine tomorrow, the high 84. Friday, partly sunny, high 77. AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, it's Joe Piscopo. 5 minutes before 7, 6:55. How you doing? How you doing? Do you have ringing in your ears? Do you have ringing in your ears? Ringing is tinnitus. It's pronounced tinnitus, not tinnitus. And I had, you know what I had it when I... just the other day, you could hear it. It gets quiet, and then all of a sudden, one ear, like, rings. This is my right ear. So it's something to think about. And when you think of the great William Shatner, as Frankie Five Burrows has said, he had really bad tinnitus has really, you know, worked through it. But we have the answer if you have ringing in your ears, and it is bothering you to the degree where you can't function, because that's what happens, man. So you call Dr. Melanie Hirschfeld and Associates in Woodbury on Long Island, okay? Dr. Hirschfeld and her associates specialize in treating tinnitus patients. Doctors and even other hearing professionals refer patients to Dr. Hirschfeld from all over the tri-state area and beyond. So if you, we've got the answer for you. And I like telling you things that make your life better, right? So if they get ringing in your ears and you can't handle it, whether you're sleeping or whatever, please call Dr. Melanie Hirschfeld today. Dr. Melanie Hirschfeld and Associates, 516-364-0011, 516-364-0011. Dr. Melanie Hirschfeld and Associates, 516-364-0011.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Now I can't get Song Song Blue out of my head. See, every time you do that, Al does it on purpose. I know it. He goes, it's like, come on. You put that on, so I'll be singing it all day long. You know I will.
Song Song Blue.
657 with Piscopo in the morning. Can I grab Elliot real quick, guys? Elliot, got a couple seconds. Wanted to get you on the air. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Frank. You know, it's great that you brought up organized crime because this is nothing, this organized crime here in New York, compared to what's in Washington, D.C. And Peter Strzok, I think, is like one of the lieutenants of the organized crime. There's got to be the Godfather there, and they got to get to the Godfather, not Peter Strzok or James Comey. These are just lieutenants working for some big lobbyist group or someone bigger who's controlling Washington.
Yeah, good. I like it. I love it. Elliot, I love it. Now you speak of my language, brother. I don't know who's in charge, and you're exactly right. Who puts these people up to it? I always ask that question myself. Who's in charge? And you know somebody is. They're answering to somebody. 877-970-2999, 658 with Joe on the radio. Ed Henry's coming up. He's a chief national correspondent for Fox News. Great reporter. He's got that great book, by the way, 42 Faith. We're going to talk to Ed about some political issues of the day, but I want to have some fun with Ed Henry because he is a great guy and a very funny guy. Curtis Ellis as well and Nicole Malliotakis. Radio Piscopo live.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.